This week's parasha, Parasha Shemois, Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Chof, Chof Aleph. The Pasuk said, V'itav alekim l'mialdois, Hashem benefited the midwives. V'ayirev ha'am v'yatzma mumoid, and the people increased and became very strong. V'ayihi ki yaru ha'mialdois is alekim. And it was because the midwives feared Hashem, Vayas Lohem Batim, he made for them houses. Paroi, the king of Mitzrayim, commanded the midwives to kill all of the Jewish boys that were born. The Pasuk Yudayin says, V'atiren ha-mi'adah says alekim, V'loi osuk ha-shadibar aleihem melech Mitzrayim, V'atachayenes ha-yelodim. And the midwives feared Hashem, and they did not do as the king of Mitzrayim told them, and they caused the boys to live. The Torah is telling us that the midwives were zeicha to receive batim, houses, because they feared Hashem. Their fear of Hashem was the impetus for their good act of actually saving the boys. Why didn't the Torah say that they received this reward for saving the Jewish boys instead of focusing on what caused them to do their meritorious act? So, again, Yirah, they feared Hashem, and therefore they saved the boys. So, if someone says is that the person did a wonderful act, so I'm going to give him a reward because he thought about it, or because what made him do the act was such and such. That's not the norm. Normally you say is, because they did the act, I would therefore reward him. So why over here does the Torah not just say that because they saved the boys, they were zeicha to receive batim? Rashi says, v'atachayenas hayelodim, the midwives provided water and food for the boys. It says in the Tosfos HaShalom, how did Rashi know that the midwives provided sustenance for their babies? Rashi says they provided water and food. Mehechatesi, how did Rashi know this? If one is commanded to kill another and does not follow the orders, it is said that he saved the person and not that he caused the person to live. That's what he gets. He saved the person. However, one who provides sustenance to another is given credit for causing that person to live. Not he saved him, but he caused him to live. The Pasuk says, V'atechayena, and they caused the boys to live. The Pasuk is teaching us that the chayena, and they caused the boys to live, to teach us that they provided sustenance for the boys. Not just that they saved their lives and didn't kill them, but they caused them to live by providing sustenance. It says in the Medrash, Shmois Rabbah, Vayayim B'yalat Chanes Avriyos, when you deliver for the Jewish women, why did Paro command the midwives to kill the Jewish babies? He did so in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have a complaint against them. Rather, the midwives would face the consequences for the Jewish baby being killed. So he did it with the Cheshvan. Why did he tell the Jewish midwives? Because he didn't want to take responsibility. I didn't kill them. The Jewish midwives killed them. The Medrash said in the next shtickle, according to the laws of nature, there would be various defects in at least a percentage of all the Jewish babies that were born. Normally, that's the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo created the world, that there is a percentage. However, whatever the percentage is, there's some percentage of babies that would be born with some defects. The midwives daven to the Rebbeinu Shlomo that none of the babies should have any defects. They said to Hashem, you, Hashem, know that we did not follow the word of Paroi, and we want to follow your will. However, if any of the Jewish babies are born with defects, it will be said that we tried to kill them and instead maimed the babies. People will say, yeah, we tried. They tried. Look what they did to Nebuchadnezzar's baby. They couldn't kill him, but they maimed him. So immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to that tefillah, and all of the babies were born without defects. Unbelievable. Ari Shteif says, the babies lived in the schus of the midwives davening before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all the babies should not have any defects and should all be complete. That was the schus. The tefillos of these midwives is what had the babies live and not have defects. The Gemara in Saita says, V'yayim melech Mitzrayim amyalis harviyos, on that pasuk, Rav and Shmuel argued concerning who were the Jewish midwives. One says that they were mother and daughter, Yocheved and Miriam, and the other said that they were daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. It was actually Elisheva and Yocheved. Yalkut Shemaini says, and Yeshua, Yesh Nashim Chasidis Giyeris Hager. There are women who were Chasidis. What does Chasidis mean? Someone devout to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who were Giyeris. Who were they? Asnas, Tzipaira, Shifra, Pua, Baspara, Yerachem, and Yal. This Medrash disagrees with the Gemara above, for this Medrash states that Shifra and Pua, the Midrais, were Geyeris, and were not Yocheved and Miriam, or Elisheva and Yocheved, because we know that they were, we know that Yocheved and Miriam were certainly Jews. Paneach Raza says, Shem Ho'acha Shifra v'Shem HaShein is Pua. It is said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid that the midwives were Mitzrius initially, and then were Megayer. If not, how could Pari have thought that they would kill the Jewish babies? If they were Jewish midwives, they would have told Pari immediately that they cannot do it. The halacha is Yeharig Layavar, that a Jew must allow himself to be killed in order not to kill another. But the Ena Hamiyalos, because the midwives became Giyaris, they then feared Hashem. That's what the pause about the Ena. They then feared Hashem because they became Giyaris. The Maran Yalkut Shemaini said, the name of the first was Shifra, and the name of the second was Pua. The Torah writes, Shame Ho'acha Shifra. For Shame HaShein is Pua. Why are you saying the name? For they had a schus and for their good actions. And when it says, the Torah says Shame, it's a covet. Ten Amik Dover. Vayikar Melech Mitzrayim Le'Mialdes Ha'Evios. Vayemel Madua Asisan Adover Hazevat Chayenes Ha'Yelodim. The king of Mitzrayim summoned the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing that you have caused the boys to live? Pari understood that perhaps they would not listen to him, for they did not want to kill the babies. Pari did not ask them why they hadn't listened to his words and killed the babies, but rather he asked them why they didn't recuse themselves. Why didn't they recuse themselves? They could have said, no, thank you, Pari, we're not going to do it. They could have said that they no longer want to be midwives. That's it. We quit. They did not do that, and instead went directly against the king of Pari and caused the boys to live. So Pari didn't expect them necessarily to listen, but he was tiny on them that if you're not going to listen, at least tell me that you're not going to listen. Recuse yourself. Say, listen, Pari, what do you want from me? I'm a Jew. How could I kill the Jewish babies? Please, let me just not do it. But they didn't say a word. They went against his word. It says in the Gaon, one who gazes at three things will not come to sin. These three seeings, re'isem, seeing, are meramis to the three things one must see, so that he does not come to sin. What is that? Know from where man comes from is number one. Know where man is headed is number two. And number three is know before whom all will be judged. Who is that? Of course, the Melech Malchei Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said in the Das Torah, why did the Torah say that they feared Hashem? It is not the way of the Torah to state the reason for one's performance of a mitzvah, like the question we asked. Rather, the Pasuk should have said that they did not listen to Pari and cause the babies to live. There's a general question on the mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the mitzvah of fearing Hashem. How can it be one of the Torah mitzvahs to fear Hashem when no action is taken to perform the mitzvah? What action is taken? Fearing is not, you can't take action. The Shari Tshuva says, a person is obligated to prepare his heart at all times to fear and have trepidation from Hashem Yisbarach. This is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. The way one is mekayim this mitzvah is to strive to acquire this midah permanently. The midwives achieve this level of acquiring Yiras Hashem, and that is why they receive their reward. The reward is because they got to this level of Yiras Hashem. It says in the Zohar, on a pasuk in Yeshaya, after Pasha Shmois, Lochein Koyamah Hashem Abeis Yaakov Asher Podes Avram. Therefore, so said Hashem, who redeemed Avram to the house of Yaakov. Pasuk in Bereishis it says, "Va'yisa Avram Asena Va'yaris Amokim Mirachik." Avram raised his eyes and perceived the place from afar. This is by the Akedas Yitzchak. While Avram was on his way to perform Akedas Yitzchak, Avram saw Yaakov through an unclear vision. The vision of Yaakov gave him strength to continue. It was not a clear vision so that he would still receive reward for his action. He saw what would come of him. He saw Yaakov. It wasn't clear, that's why he received reward. If it was completely clear, he would not have received reward. It says in the Tzavar Rishol, in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, and after and Parsha Shmois, according to the Svardim, so said Hashem, I recall for you the kindness of your youth, the love of your nuptials, that you followed me in the wilderness in an unsown land. A man cannot force his wife to go to a dangerous land or a land without food. This pasuk speaks with great praise about Klal Yisrael. Hashem calls it a chesed that Klal Yisrael did for him, for they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the wilderness, a place of great danger and food not found, yet they did not complain. It says in the Medrash, a woman who fears Hashem, she is praised. Pasuk in Mishlei, Isha Yiras Hashem, he tishalol. The midwives attached themselves to the midas of their ancestor Avram Avinu. It says in Bereishis, Ki ato yodati ki yireli kimata. For now I know that you are a God-fearing man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu attested to the fact that Avram Avinu was a Yarei Hashem. The Torah attests that the midwives were Yarei Hashem. Asher Yiras Hashem, he tishalol. The Medrash says is going on the midwives. It says in the Chochmah HaTorah from Shlomo Kluger, the Pesukim are discussing the midwives. Why was it necessary for the Pasuk to say Hamiyaldos? We know who we're talking about. You didn't have to repeat again Hamiyaldos. Let us analyze one who's a Yarei Hashem and a Tzaddik. If his father is wicked, then it is all the more praiseworthy that he is a tzaddik. However, if his father is a Yarei Shemayim and a tzaddik, it is not so wondrous that he became a Yarei Shemayim and a tzaddik. His father's greatness diminishes his greatness. A person, individual, if his father is great, it takes away from his greatness. Because people don't say, oh, why is he great? He's great because look at this, look who he comes from, look at the stock. The Torah tells us that our forefather was a Yarei Hashem, Avram Avinu. All Yidden from generations after Avram Avinu draw their strength from him, diminishing their titkus. The Medrash Mayikra Rabba says, one man went down to Mitzrayim and protected himself from Znus, and in his chus all men were protected. One woman went down to Mitzrayim and protected herself from Znus, and in her chus all women were protected. We see from here that men pass down Zuchusim to men and women to women, because the Medrash has to say, specifically the men and the women, each one, a man and a woman. The Torah stresses the greatness of these midwives, that they were Yarei Hashem because they were the first ones. Like Avraham Avinu, their strength is passed down to future generations through women. The Pasuk says Hamiyalda is to stress that the Tayir was not diminished at all, for it came from within themselves. Now we can understand why the Torah tells us that they feared Hashem, and not just their action. Whether they were Giyaris, Yecheved and Miriam, or Yecheved and Lisheva, they were great people. They rose above the rest and were ready to sacrifice themselves for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They could have told Paro that they did not want to be the midwives. They're quitting, and they don't want to kill the Jewish babies. They chose to be the midwives and they caused the babies to live. Not they saved the babies. They caused them to live. They were on a high level of Yiras Hashem. They did not fear punishment. Rather, that will was the Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That is the Iker. That's why they received their reward. Not for their actions, but something much deeper than that. A little bit later in the Pasuk, in the Parasha, the Pasuk says, Vayigdal hayelad vativiel vas pare vayhila leben. Vatikra shmoy moisha vatimir kimina mayim ishisihu. The boy grew up, and she brought him to the daughter of Paroi, and he was a son to her. She called his name Moshe, and she said, for I drew him from the water. Why does the Torah call Basya the daughter of Paroi, and not her actual name, Basya? according to the Tanakh, Bisya, the more well-known name, whether it's correct or incorrect, Basya. So why did the Torah call her Baspari, not Basya? Secondly, why did Basya wait to name Moshe until he had grown up? It seems like Vayhi Lo Laben, he already was older, and then she called him his name Moshe. Hadaras Eliyahu says, the Pasuk says that she called him Moshe, and she said. Why does the Pasuk say, and she said? V'tikr Shemay Moshe, v'atoymer, and she said. Should have said, v'tikr Shemay Moshe, kimina mayim v'shisiyu. There was a basket floating in the river with a baby boy in it. Basya saw it and pulled the baby to safety. Basya's father, who was the king, had decreed that all baby boys should be thrown into the river. Basya feared that if it would become known that she pulled a baby boy out of the water, her actions would be deemed as a rebellion against the kingdom and she'd be subject to death. Therefore, Basya said that she pulled the baby out of the water. She did not say that she pulled him out of a basket. The decree was not to kill the baby boys, but rather just to throw them in the water. Basya said, quote-unquote, Vatoymer. She said that this was a baby boy who had already been thrown into the water. The baby was drowning and she pulled him out. Therefore, she did not act in opposition to the king's decree. The king's decree was to throw the baby into the water. This baby was in the water, was thrown into the water, and she took him out. It says in the Taisus Bracha, it is generally explained that Basya named the baby Moshe. That was the name she gave him. However, there seems to be a question on this pshat. Moshe is a Jewish name. We know that her father Parai did not know Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara in Taita tells us that Parai did not know Lashon HaKodesh. Taisus Bracha says, therefore, it is implausible that Basya, who grew up in Parai's house, knew Lashon HaKodesh. Even assuming that she did know Lashon HaKodesh, the phraseology is not accurate. It should have said Mishi Siv, not Mishi Sihu. Mishi Siv, which would mean that she, Basya, pulled him out. The word Mishi Sehu is speaking about another person pulling him out of the water. Therefore, it appears that the correct pshat is that Moshe's mother was the one who named him Yocheved. Moshe's mother was the one who named Moshe Moshe. She was standing in front of Basya and said that she is naming the baby Moshe out of gratitude for Basya pulling him out of the water. It said in the Medrash HaGadol, it would seem to have been more appropriate to have called him Mashvi, not Moshe, because he was pulled from the water. However, he was called Moshe because he pulled himself out. It was his own zechus that caused him to be saved. It said in the Das Kainim about Tosfos, how did Basya know Lashon HaKodesh? He takes it for granted. Tosfos Bracha said Pashtus, she didn't know it. He takes it for granted that she did, but how did she know it? He says, when the Jews came to Mitzrayim, she learned Lashon HaKodesh. There was people who were talking Lashon HaKodesh. She wanted to know the language. It says in the Rekeach, Vatikr Shmai Moshe, he was called Moshe because he would save others from the water in the future. It said in the Tzar Hamor, Vatikr Shmai Moshe, Basya should have called him Mashvi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in her mouth the word Moshe, which is Hashem backwards. Hashem referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it backwards, if you take the letters Moshe, Hashem, they're backwards. Moshe is a very strong connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it was put into her mouth to say Moshe. The Ben Ishchai says name Moshe is a combination of two words, the Mem Vav and Shinhei. In the language of the Mitzrayim, the word Memvav means water, and the word Shinhei means pulled out. Although Basya did not actually say with her mouth that she named him Moshe because she pulled him out of the water, being that the name explains that is what happened, is as if she said it. So she didn't even say that. It says in the Hamikdavar, if it was as if Moshe drowned in the water and therefore his father and mother did not have to share in him, Basya was saying that it was as if she was the mother of the boy, of this boy. That's what she was saying. It's as if Moshe drowned. He min hamayim mishisiyu. He already drowned. He's not alive anymore. I saved him. He's my baby. He's no connection to his father and mother. That's why she named him that. It says in the Al-Sheikh, why was the princess Basya bathing in the river outside of Mitzrayim proper? What shot? Why was she there? Were there not more appropriate places in Mitzrayim for the princess to bathe? Basti was saying that she was pulled out of her palace, out of her place in the palace to the river so that she should pull the baby out of the water. That is why. She didn't understand it till then. But that's why she ended up outside of Mitzrayim proper so she could save Moshe. Medrash says, Meikir Abba, Hasar Hashemus Nikru L'Moshe, Moshe Benu had 10 names, Yered, Chever, Yikasiya, Lavigdor, Avisucha, Avizanuach, Tovya, Shmaya, Levi, and Moshe. The Medrash in Shemoi says, although Moshe had many names, the only name that he is referred to in the entire Torah is the name that Basya, the daughter of Parah, gave him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not call Moshe by any of his other names. It says in the Chochmas HaTorah, it was only because of the decree of Basya's father that all the baby boys should be thrown into the river, that she was zeichet to pull Moshe out of the water. It says in the Torah's Gavriel, the Pasuk first says that she called him Moshe. And then she explained the reason for the name. When a name is given first with an explanation to follow, that means that the name was given through Ruach HaKodesh, and in Shemayim they agree it is the appropriate name. Basya then continued to give her reason for giving the name. She gave her explanation so that the Mitzrayim would not think that she acted contrary to the decree of the king. The Gemara Megillah says that Heri Bas Parah Lircha Taliyar, Parah's daughter went down to bathe by the river. She went to the river to bathe to become a Giyaris. She was converting to Judaism. It says in the Yo Yosef Chai, how could it be that Basya chose to name the baby Moshe? By naming him Moshe, she potentially put her life at risk. People would discover that she saved the baby boy and possibly defied the decree of the king. What is even more perplexing is that her father, who himself sanctioned the decree, called the boy Moshe. Didn't Pari think to question where the name of Moshe originated? So we have Basya went and took a chance and called him Moshe. Then Pari takes his little boy, who Basya, his daughter, found somewhere, and is calling him Moshe. Didn't he ask, one second, why is the baby named Moshe? Moshe, can you remind me, she said, you? Where did the baby come from? Did she defy my command? It would seem, and Pari also knew that the Savior would come, he was trying to kill the Savior. Perhaps this baby is the Savior. It would seem obvious that Pari would have deduced that perhaps this is the baby boy who would be the Savior of Klal Yisrael. Zokta Oy Yosef Chai. These words are unbelievable. This was all part of the Hashgacha process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name Moshe was used by all, and specifically Parai, and it never dawned on them that he would be the savior of the Yidden. The Medrash tells us the story of Moshe putting on the crown and Parai being concerned. Parai was only concerned because he put on the crown, not for any other reason. Still employed. And nothing else bothered him. Just when he put on the crown, that bothered him. But the fact that where he came from, Moshe, the name, nothing bothered him. When Moshe returned to Midian as a savior of Klal Yisrael, Pari and his advisors were stumped as to how the notion was never even conceived that the boy who grew up in the palace would be the savior of Klal Yisrael. Zokto Yosef Chai, the Ben Ish Chai, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it as if they were actual animals without any das. They never contemplated for a moment that this boy would be the savior. Why the Torah refers to Basya as the daughter of Parah, and why Basya waited to name the baby Moshe. The Gemara in Megillah explains the reasons for some of Moshe's names. Yet, as it says in the Medrash, the name of the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always used was the name Moshe. The name Moshe represents the understanding that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world down to the very last detail. Basya decided that she would remove herself from the Avodah Zarah of her father and convert to Judaism. While she was purifying herself in the water, the Ribbono Shel Olam caused a basket with the future savior of Klal Yisrael to be floating on the water. Every detail of the story of Moshe being saved as a baby and growing up to be the savior of Klal Yisrael is laden with tremendous Hashgacha Pratis. Savior Shemosh is the Sefer of Geula, but we have to realize the Hashgacha Pratis here. Beginning with Basya's going to the water to immerse for Geiris, to her seeing the basket with Moshe in it, and bringing him in to live in Pari's own palace. Pari and his astrologers thought that they can outsmart the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam demonstrated that they are nothing compared to him. They said, oh, we see now in the astrology, we can see in the stars that there's going to be a savior. We're going to kill him. We're not going to let them live. We're going to change the future. They had absolutely no das. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had Pare's very own daughter save the future savior of Klal Yisrael. The savior was brought into his very home, and it never even occurred to him that this was going to be the savior of Klal Yisrael. Basi named Moshe after he had been brought to the palace. She realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge and no one else. Perhaps when Basi said Mishi Siu, she was referring to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bringing her in from the world of Avodah Zarah and converting her to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. Unbelievable. Why is the Pasuk say Vatikru Shemai Moshe Mikim Emai Mishi Siu? Basi named him Moshe. What happened over here? Why is she called the daughter of Pharaoh? The Torah is stressing does. The tremendous Hashgacha Pratis. It wasn't Stam and Isha, a lady, Basya, who saved Moshe. It was the daughter of Pharaoh. Brought him into the palace. Named him Moshe. And they couldn't see it. Because we can't outsmart the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam runs the world down to the very last detail. This should teach us. We hear stories of Hashgacha Pratis, Hashgacha Pratis. This story, you can't get more Hashgacha Pratis than this. It's unbelievable. We should be daka zoicha to see the Hashgacha Pratis in our daily living and realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, every single part of it. Have a wonderful Shabbos.